Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for locking it in and being a part of the show. This is The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashuk and Jamal, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have a great show lined up for you, a part of the corporation's mandate to educate, inform, and of course, entertain. We're in keeping this evening with education and informing. We're going to give you a little bit of entertainment throughout the music, but it's going to be a really educational show, really informational as well. So I want you to sit up, get real close to the radio, real close, little bit closer. Yeah, that's good right now. And we want you to make sure you continue to tune in each and every Saturday as we bring you this show. It has really been a delight to be doing the show for all these years. And we continue to do this each and every Saturday. And so joining us on the line, well, before I introduce her, I want to let you know that this evening we'll be talking about the 7th UN Global Road Safety Week, ladies and gentlemen. It is simply going to be a superb time, and so we want you to make sure to tune in and be a part of it. And so we welcome to the show none other than Miss Brittany Jones. She joins me this evening. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening, Kashigan. All is well. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenally well. It's always great when I get to get my good friends on PAHO and, you know, Healthy Coalition Bahamas and, you know, all these wonderful organizations that's just doing some incredible things.
It's always great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, Brittany, give me your full title and the role that you play and what we'll be talking about this evening.
Sure. I am the Non-Communicable Diseases and Mental Health Technical Officer at the Pan American Health Organization. And today we will be talking about the 7th United Nations Global Road Safety Week.
Right. And it's so great because, you know, every year when they have these events, they have these amazing themes. And so tell us about the theme. Tell us about what's going to be happening and what we can look forward to. I'm excited about it.
So this year, Global Road Safety Week is observed on the 15th through the 21st of May. And the theme is Rethink Mobility. This 7th edition of Road Safety Week really focuses on the theme of sustainable transport. How do we encourage persons to shift more to active forms of transportation, such as walking, cycling, and even using public transportation? And at the heart of such a shift, or at least increasing the amount of walking and cycling as appropriate and the use of public transport, is the conversation of road safety. So historically, a lot of countries have planned, designed, and built their roads just for cars. And when we start to rethink mobility, there is a need to think about how does that impact the way that people move. There's an increasing number of cars on the streets every day, and around countries, the sizes of the cars are even increasing. And so this poses a threat, or at least something to think about, not just for the motorists within vehicles, but also for pedestrians and persons traversing outside of vehicles. So rethinking mobility requires road safety, both for persons within and outside of the vehicles. And we also want to remember persons who may be more at risk, namely children, adolescents, people with disabilities, and the specific needs that they may have for transportation, as well as I said, pedestrians, cyclists, and other users of public transport.
And as we look at the work that has been doing, and when we look at what's going on, tell us more, a little bit more about the stats and what are the figures?
Yeah, I'm really happy you asked. I think it's important to contextualize the discussion. So road traffic injuries are among the leading causes of death and disability worldwide. So globally, around 1.3 million people are killed and 50 million people are injured every year. This is particularly a concern for people ages 5 to 29 years old. And I said those age groups because 5-year-olds are the ones in a car seat that need to be properly buckled up. And then when you get into the adolescents and adult populations, those are likely the persons who may not necessarily abide by all of the road safety protocols and measures. When we look at the Bahamas, however, we are among some of the countries in our region with lower road traffic deaths and lower number of years of lives lost. However, road traffic crashes can lead to injuries that negatively impact both the individual and the society. So we should not be laxed just because we fall toward the bottom of the listing of the burden of disease or disability, but to also think through how can we improve our conditions for road safety and the practices of road safety.
And it's so important that we speak to why road safety a health issue, because we know that we've been talking along those lines. And so why is it a health issue as well?
That's an excellent question. Road safety should be seen as a health issue beyond the conversation of the potential risks for death and injury, because the practice of walking or cycling or using public transport is actually favorable for health and for the environment. When we think about non-communicable or chronic diseases like heart disease, lung disease, some types of cancers, and even diabetes, they have linkages to the air pollution just through the emission of carbon dioxide and other pollutants in the air that can trigger some of these types of conditions. As well as something we don't think about is noise pollution, particularly for persons who may live near highly trafficked roads or streets. And so from that perspective, road safety and adhering to some of those protocols can be helpful as we shift to walking and cycling, helpful in our health outcomes in terms of getting in more physical activity, which we know is an important protective factor against some of those same chronic diseases.
And, you know, it's so important to be able to see the way forward as we look at any industry in any vision. I think it's important that we look at and highlight the global plan for the decade of action for road safety, 2021 all the way to 2030. And so yes. I'm excited to hear about the action steps are going to be taken.
Yes. So as you said correctly, this global plan of action for the decade actually aligns with some of the sustainable development goals within that same time period that we would want to look at. How do we improve the way that people are able to achieve the best possible health outcomes, the best possible social outcomes, etc.? So in recognition of road safety, there is a call for action for all stakeholders, not just at the governmental level, but this business of road safety is everyone's business. We must look at how we can take multi-sectoral, multi-agency, multi-stakeholder approaches to achieve the target of reducing by 50% the number of road traffic-related deaths and injuries. And that's really the crux of that global plan. Two of the approaches, I won't highlight them all, but two of the approaches that were mentioned is firstly ensuring safe vehicles as well as ensuring safe usage of roads. And this is what we want to look into when it comes to prevention of death and injuries.
And as we look at speaking about the governments, not just here in the Bahamas, but around the world, working this plan, design and build roads that are more safe, what could we do? What is our task that is available to us? And what are some road safety practices to avoid death and injury? Very, very important.
Yes, so you're absolutely right, Kashigan. Governments around the world are certainly doing their part, but there is a role for the everyday person to play as well to avoid some of the ill the ill outcomes of poor road safety. So the first is wearing seatbelts. This is particularly important among newer drivers or younger populations, but everyone, it is very important that we buckle up whenever we jump into a car. For those who are traversing the streets on motorbikes, it's also important that they wear their helmets, not just wear it, but properly wear it, properly secure it. For persons who are traveling in vehicles with babies or toddlers, ensure that the appropriate car seat or booster seat has been installed in the vehicle to protect those passengers as well. When we think about the speed limits, there are specific speed limits for various designated places or types of roads. So this is something to pay attention to. A lot of road traffic accidents are preventable, and speeding is one of the factors, the risk factors that we really need to address in order to curb this issue. So slow down. The next thing is not driving while impaired, whether by alcohol or some other something else that may induce an impaired state, as well as not driving while distracted. That means putting down the cell phones, putting down the tablets, or whatever else may serve as a distraction, and try to focus on traversing the streets. For persons who find themselves walking, use the sidewalks whenever possible. Whenever it is available, use the pedestrian crossing so that we can safely share the streets, not just for cars, but for those that are walking or cycling as appropriate as well.
Indeed. Now, before we get ready to wrap up, we still have a few more minutes. Before we get into the closing comments, is there any other information that we forgot to mention that we want to plug in right here to really drive home the point? Is there any other information that we want to get in here?
So, as I said, road safety is everyone's business. It's not just something for governments to be involved with. And so that means that every sector can begin to think through what specifically they may do to address this subject area. Persons living in community settings may consider maybe carpooling as a way of not just saving on gas, but also as a way of reducing the amount of emissions that are being released into the air. That's great for our respiratory health. We also may consider other activities like studying what are the driving factors of road traffic accidents. And maybe for a young student who's interested in research in this area, it might make for a really great paper or a really great research topic. There are things that we can do as we begin to rethink mobility. We need to imagine what kind of environment we would like to create moving forward. How can we build safe, sustainable, healthy, green forms of transportation? What innovative strategies can we take to improve walkability, to improve cyclability? And then how do we take those ideas, pool the resources that we have access to in order to make those ideas come to fruition? So this week of road safety provides the opportunity for us to be very innovative as we rethink the way that we move throughout the world, throughout our communities, locally as well.
Now, as we get ready to wrap up, any closing comments, and how can persons be able to reach out to you as well? How can they reach out to PAHO if they want to find out more information, if they want to be able to dialogue and discuss some of the information that was shared this evening?
Sure. So more information on the WHO roads or the UN Road Safety Week can be accessed via the campaign page. Also, through the Pan American Health Organization's website, we do have a page dedicated to road safety. So I would say a simple Google search of road safety, PAHO, or UN Global Road Safety Week, will bring up the relevant information. In terms of closing remarks, I would start by saying it is anticipated that about 70% of the global population is expected to be living in urban environments or urban areas by the year 2030. And this means that there will be an increased demand for public transport to facilitate how people move and how those growing populations of persons move to and from their urban environments. And so the time to rethink mobility in anticipation of this growing need for transportation is now. The time to innovate and to implement unique strategies is now. I'd also close by saying that safe walking and safe cycling and safe use of public transport, as I said earlier, it's not just good for health and for the environment, but it is also critical to helping to promote societies that are more equitable, meaning that persons, regardless of their background or their socioeconomic level, have an opportunity to, at some level or at some degree, access whatever it is that their community has to offer. So safe transportation allows them to gain access to employment or to education or to healthcare services or any other service that they may be in need of. In order to get there and in order to access them, it is important to do so safely. So let's expand the way that we think about road safety and the ways that it impacts the life that we are able to live and the quality of life that we're able to live, especially as we seek to improve equity in our society. And so as we move toward a more equitable and a more prosperous society, rethinking mobility requires us to think about road safety, because road safety is indeed at the heart of the rethinking of mobility.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us this evening. Quite an insightful show, ladies and gentlemen, as we spoke about the 7th UN Global Road Safety Week under the theme, Rethink Mobility. And so what a wonderful conversation. I pray that you got something powerful out of the show that you could be able to share with your loved ones and those you come into contact with. We want to thank the dynamic Brittany Jones for joining us on this edition of The Youth Perspective. Always a pleasure to have you on, Brittany, and we look forward to doing this again.
Thank you so much, Kesh, again, for the opportunity, and we will definitely be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, continue to keep it right here where you've got it, The Youth Perspective, as we shine the light on the youth of our nation, and we make sure that we have conversations around the youth of our nations, bringing you education, information, just a little bit of entertainment. Keep it exactly where you've got it. Much more on the way for you. We'll see you back here next week, Saturday. We'll do it all over again. Same time, same place, right here on The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashkin Jamal.